Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a percussion layer for a rewind-worthy drop in Ableton Live 12 with that jungle and old-school DN Bean energy. The goal here is not just to add more drums. It's to make the drop feel like it has pressure, swing, and that instant replay factor that makes people want to hear it again. Now, before we start stacking hits everywhere, remember this. In drum and bass, the drop lives or dies on the relationship between the bass line and the percussion. If the bass is strong but the percussion is lazy, the drop can feel flat. If the percussion is too busy, it can crowd the bass and kill the impact. So we're aiming for balance, movement, not mess. First, set up a simple drop section. Create separate tracks for bass, your main break layer, your top percussion, your accent or fill layer, and then group the drums together into a drum bus. If you already have a bass line idea, great. If not, sketch one now. Keep it simple at first. Put some notes on the strong beats, leave a few gaps, and make sure there's room for the kick and sub to breathe. That space is important. A rewind-worthy drop often feels exciting because different elements take turns grabbing attention. The bass says one thing, then the percussion answers. That call and response feeling is a huge part of old-school jungle and modern DNB energy. Now let's build the main percussion layer from a chopped break. Drop in a classic break beat or any drum break you've got, and warp it so it locks to the tempo. If you want to go deeper, you can slice it to a new MIDI track, but for beginners, I usually recommend simply looping it and cutting it manually. That way you can hear how small edits change the groove. You only need a few edits to make it feel custom. Try moving a snare a little early for urgency, trimming a hat tail so the groove stays tight, or shifting a ghost kick into a tiny pocket before the snare. Those small moves can make a huge difference. And for this style, don't over-polish the break. A little dirt is good. In jungle and old-school DNB, that roughness is part of the personality. Next, shape that break with EQ8 and drum bus. Put EQ8 first. High pass the break, if it's fighting the bass, somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a good starting point. If the snare or hats feel harsh, gently dip the 3 to 6 kHz range. And if the break feels too thin, you can bring back a little body in the low mids, but be careful not to crowd the bass line. After that, add drum bus for punch and glue. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 5 to 20%. Leave boom low or off for now, because we want the low end clean. A little positive transient can help the break snap forward, and a bit of damping can tame harsh hats if needed. The idea is to make the break feel energetic and alive, not flattened into a wall. Now let's add a top percussion layer. This is where you bring in hats, shakers, rim shots, clicks, or tiny percussion hits. This layer should be lighter than the break. It's there for motion, not for weight. A nice beginner pattern is closed hats on the offbeats, a few quiet 16th note shakers, and maybe one rim or click at the end of each two-bar phrase. Keep these hits short, use simpler or a drum rack, and don't overfill the pattern. In a jungle or DNB groove, a few well-placed hits usually work better than a constant loop. Also, try a little swing if the hats feel too robotic. The best top percussion often feels like it's dancing around the grid, not sitting rigidly on top of it. At this point, start thinking in terms of call and response. If your bass line hits hard on beat 1, maybe the percussion answers on the end of 1 or near the end of beat 2. If the bass returns with a strong movement on beat 3, let the percussion fill the space after that. You can do this by muting a hit every couple of bars, shifting a ghost hit slightly late, or lowering the velocity of the less important notes. Velocity matters a lot here. If every hit is the same strength, the groove can feel stiff. Make the answer hits a little softer than the statement hits. That gives the phrase shape, and shape is what makes the loop feel musical instead of mechanical. Now let's add a ghost percussion layer. This should be really quiet. Think tiny conga taps, faint metallic hits, reverse ticks, or subtle room texture sounds. This layer is about hidden motion. People might not consciously notice it, but they'll feel that the groove has depth. A simple way to do this is to put one very small one shot and simpler and sequence just 2 to 4 ghost hits over a two-bar phrase. Vary the velocity, nudge one hit slightly off-grid, and keep the level low. If it gets too bright, high-pass it aggressively. This kind of layer works especially well in darker DNB, because it adds energy without cluttering the front of the mix. Once your layers are in place, group them together and shape the drum bus. Use EQ8 if there's any low-end buildup, then add a very gentle glue compressor. You only need a little bit of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB. Keep the attack relatively slow so the transients can punch through, and use auto-release or a moderate release setting. If the whole group needs a little extra character, a touch of saturator can help glue things together. And here's a big beginner tip. Keep the percussion mostly out of the low end. Your kick and sub should own that area. If the percussion starts eating into the bass, the whole drop can actually feel smaller, even if it sounds louder. Also, check mono compatibility. A little width on hats is fine, but the core impact should still work in mono. Now we're going to create tension before the drop hits again. This is one of the easiest ways to make a drop feel rewind-worthy. Try automating a low-pass filter on the top percussion so it closes slightly before the next phrase, then opens back up when the drop returns. You can also automate a little drop in volume on the ghost hits, or reduce the drum bus drive for a moment and then bring it back. A tiny dip in energy before the return can make the next hit feel way bigger. You can also throw in a quick fill at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. Even a simple reversed hit or a delayed accent can make the section feel like it's pulling forward into the next loop. Now listen to the full drop together. This is where you check balance. Ask yourself, is the kick still clear? Does the sub feel stable? Are the drums helping the groove, or are they masking the bass line? If the bass loses weight when everything comes in, lower the break a little. If the hats are distracting, pull them back. If the groove feels crowded, mute one ghost layer. A good rule of thumb for beginners is this. If you can clearly identify every percussion sound instantly, you probably have too much going on. The best layers often feel like one powerful motion rather than a bunch of separate samples competing for attention. To make the drop replayable, add one small arrangement change on the second pass. Don't change everything, just shift one thing. For example, remove the main break for one bar and leave the bass and tops. Or swap one snare slice for a different break slice. Or add a short delay throw on a single accent hit. Little changes like that keep the drop from feeling static. If you want a simple structure, you could think in 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. Use a main groove section, then add a little more top percussion. Then strip one element back for contrast. And finally bring the full layer back with a fill. That kind of phrasing is a big reason DNB arrangements stay exciting. And if you want an extra old-school touch, leave a little dirt in the break. Don't clean it up so much that it loses character. Jungle energy often comes from drums that feel alive, raw, and slightly unpredictable. So to recap, build your percussion around the bass line, not on top of it blindly. Use a chopped break, a lighter top percussion layer, and a quiet ghost layer to create depth. Keep the low end clean. Use gentle bus processing for glue. Add small automation moves and arrangement changes so the drop has motion and replay value. Here's your practice move. Build an 8-bar percussion layer over a simple DNB bass line. Make at least 3 manual edits to the break. Add a top hat or shaker layer. Add a ghost texture with only a few hits. Put EQ8 and drum bus on the group. Automate a small filter or volume dip before the next phrase. Then mute one sound that feels unnecessary and listen again. If the groove still feels exciting when you mute and unmute layers, you're on the right track. That's the vibe, pressure, swing, and call and response. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and make the drop so good they want to rewind it.